And as we continue our fall sports previews with our coaches from around the area, we are joined by Sandy Miller. She is the Stuart Lady Broncos volleyball coach. And Coach Miller, you lost some pretty good seniors from last year's squad that broke some basically some numerous records and things like that, but you also bring back some talented underclassmen that also move into the senior roles this year. Let's talk a little bit about this year's upcoming class.
We are a little down this year. We went down to 12. We did lose some key players last year and good practice players. We don't have that as much this year, but I like our youth that are coming up. It'll be big. It'll be big to see them come into these games and have to play some of these key positions. And, you know, they're going to have to just step up their play. But they're anxious. They've been great. They've been into the gym, and their energy level is good. So I'm excited about the season.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who we'll see mainly offensively, maybe some of your hitters, and talk about your setters.
I have Sid Estel and Lacey Paxton are back, and they were probably our two biggest hitters that are coming back from last year. And moving Lacey probably to a middle. She might play a little bit on the outside and the middle, but they've come back pretty strong. They'll see the ball a lot this year. And then we've got some younger kids that are going to have to step up to. We have Reagan Strikey and Addie Kettler that will probably be playing some front row, maybe Addison Steinhauser. And they're all sophomores, so, you know, we'll see what they can do. And then, of course, we have Sarah Wallinger, who's a senior, that will be moving from the right side to probably the middle also. We're going to be more of an all-around team than we were last year in that by the net, but we're going to be a lot shorter, too. So we'll see where we're at there.
You know, Coach, you're dealing with basically one of the smallest schools in the state of Nebraska. You mentioned just 12, and that kind of at times kind of makes it a little bit hard if you want to scrimmage against each other, but at least you're able to put six on each side there. But practices, tell us a little bit about practices, things right now. The kids, after, you know, maybe, I don't want to say a summer slump. We do know you guys went to camps and things like that, but maybe how you've seen a progression already here in the first week of practice with the youngsters.
Well, we do have to play some kids when we do play the six-on-six. Right now, we're still breaking down a lot of fundamentals, so we don't do a whole lot with the six-on-six, but when we do, we have kids that are playing a little bit out of position, but, you know, that it's good for them. It's good to learn all those positions. You know, the younger kids are picking up things. They're able to play that back row. You know, we have two seniors from last year that played for us, Tiana Tubbs and Trinity Dodds, who were playing in the back row. And, you know, sometimes they have to play that front row too if we have to. But I like them in that back row. They're two of our best passers. Everybody's got to kind of mix things up when you come down to 12 players.
Well, and with that, Coach, covering a lot of your volleyball last year, you guys were not afraid to put the youngsters in to kind of change some things up and see if different lineups and rotations worked for you there. And so a chance for some of these younger girls as they move into that sophomore, junior area that they were in varsity play last year.
Yeah, what's she going to throw at them today? Because I do, we do throw a lot of different things. So-and-so gets hurt, you know, we're going to have to put this person in. And so they're getting really used to me changing up rotations or throwing different kids in. And we always have different scenarios we practice. So I think the kids are really getting comfortable with that.
Well, again, you're in a pretty solid conference again this year, being the smallest school in the conference and things like that. Tell us a little bit about maybe what the conference is going to look like this year in your eyes, who maybe is going to be kind of up there towards the top in the middle of your conference.
Oh, my. Our conference is going to be pretty tough this year. I can name a number of teams, but I think Elgin Pope John's got quite a few girls back. Summerlin's got some tough players. St. Mary's. Tilden Elkhorn Valley. I mean, I could just keep numbering them off here. I think it's going to be a tough conference this year, but you know, that's the way you want it, because when you got to prepare for that end of the season, you're going to want to play the toughest competition.
Well, and Coach, as you get ready to start this season off, tell us a little about what you expect out of the girls here out of the gate and who you play.
We start off with twin loop. We played them this summer. They are tall. I mean, and that's where we're not. So we're going to have to really, you know, try to work around that block and expose maybe some of their passers back there. So we'll see how that goes. I think our team is really strong serving, and man, when we serve well, we that will help us stay on the offense. And I think that's one of our strengths, and I think one of our strengths is defense. We're quick. You know, they're getting to the ball better this year. But, you know, I think one of the main things is our chemistry, and the girls seem to play well together. They enjoy being around each other. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the season.
Well, I tell you what, chemistry is a big key to team sports, and sounds like you have that, Coach. We wish you, your staff, and your girls the best of luck this season. We'll see you many times on the court this year.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for covering it. I can't wait to see you at games again.
That is Sandy Miller. She is the volleyball coach for the Stuart Lady Broncos on our preseason interviews.